Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes today. I am super, super excited to have the gorgeous Caitlin Carehart with us today. So Caitlin, if you don't know, is a New York-based numerologist and musician. She first studied numerology with an esteemed Indian mystic before spending the following years studying with shamans and healers to help her understand the full power of the numbers in our lives, including numerology's relationship with astrology, tarot, and healing practices. She has also studied sound healing, Reiki, crystals, and meditation. Her mission is to make numerology as accessible and as easy to understand as astrology. Caitlin's first book, a much anticipated book, You Are Cosmic Code, Essential Numerology, has just been released. Welcome to the show, Caitlin.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I am so excited to talk all things numbers today because, believe it or not, we're like 140 odd episodes in and we still haven't actually covered numerology. So when I came across your profile and your book, I was like, hell yes.
Yeah, it's so interesting to me because so many people have never even heard of numerology. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like the most magical thing that we have available to us. Like everyone needs to know about it.
Hell yes. And, you know, I've known my numbers for a while, like I said to you, but even what you've already told me about my numbers, which you've gone into a bit before the podcast, and we're going to talk about it here as well. I'm like, oh my God, how do you know so much about me, Caitlin?
Yeah, no, the numbers are so magical. And the thing is that, again, because the numerology isn't really that mainstream, I've kind of been this like, I feel like I'm like kind of alone just obsessing about numbers. And now that I've written this book and it's come out, it's been so amazing to see all these like messages coming to me on Instagram that are like, oh my God, the numbers make so much sense. This has like changed my life to know this information. And I'm like, yes, it's not just me who's like so obsessed with the numbers. And I was even surprised that you had your numbers read before.
Yeah, it was quite some years ago, actually. It was just a random friend I knew who was like, yeah, I'm a numerologist, I read numbers. And I was like, okay, let's go with this. But I'm so intrigued to find out how we can integrate them more into our lives, because I will admit I do neglect my numbers. So I think it'll be really super interesting for me, this podcast as well, to learn even more of how we can use our numbers in practical life as well. But before we dig into all things numerology, I'm really interested to know, when did you spiritually awaken? What's your story?
Oh man. Okay. So I'm going to make this short and concise, but it was, I think it was like almost 10 years ago. I woke up really early. You know, most people I've spoken with, like they usually wake up like in their 30s and 40s. I woke up like at 20, and I was going through a really hard time in my life and I was battling depression, and I had tried everything. Like I was working out, I was doing hypnotherapy, I was doing regular therapy, I was seeing a psychiatrist. Like I was showing up to like meditation group gatherings. I was living in New York City at the time, and I was just really, really struggling. And I'd had a series of things happen to me that I couldn't shake. And I remember I had a friend come to town and we grabbed dinner, and she was like, "Oh, I've actually been seeing this Reiki healer for the past like few months. Have you ever heard of it?" And at the time, I was like very not spiritual. Like, I was atheist, basically. I just believed nothing existed, nothing happened. Like, we're here and then we die and that's it. And I was so desperate at the time just to get out of my depression that I was like, you know what? I haven't tried Reiki. I've tried everything else. So let me find someone in New York. And I did hours of research and I found this woman and I showed up, and I thought I was just going to lie on the table and she'd put her hands on me and maybe I'd feel like some vibrations and, you know, I'd get up and leave. And she put her hands on me and I had the most profound spiritual awakening right there on the table, where I saw a past life. I saw like my grandpa who had passed and my grandma who had also passed. And I was crying. It was just, I can't even explain it. It was so intense. And I actually spent the following weeks thinking I was crazy. I didn't tell anyone. I'm like, oh my God, I'm nuts. Like, what happened? But I just never felt the same after that. And so I started studying with this Reiki healer, and I was seeing her every single week, working on my energetic body and like learning all these different spiritual techniques and whatnot. And that's really what led to me being more spiritual. Of course, it would be a few years before I found numerology, but that's how the journey started.
I love it. And it's interesting that you had that awakening on the table as well, like that literally having that Reiki triggered this all off for you. It's an incredible story, that. So let's talk about numerology then. So for anybody listening, they might know, they might see 1111 or angel numbers or see signs and numbers. So what specifically is numerology and what is our cosmic code?
So numerology is basically an ancient branch of esoteric wisdom. It's similar to astrology, only instead of looking to the cosmos and the planets to tell us who we are and to understand ourselves better, numerology examines numbers and our relationship with them. So our cosmic code is actually, I actually don't even know if anyone else is using it. It was the name that we chose for my book because I felt that our set of numbers was our code, right? It's our cosmic code given to us. And similar to how the technology we rely on is made up of coding, we're also made up of a set of numbers. And each person has their own unique set, similar to a thumbprint. And it's all based off of our name and our birth date. And, you know, there are specific calculations that you do, based off the birthday and your name, and every letter in your name equates to a number. And when you add these up, it can tell you your karma, your life path here, like your strengths, your weaknesses, what you're here to do, the path that you're going to take, like the lessons that you really need to integrate and learn. It's incredibly powerful when you start to work with them. And then that's when you can really actually interpret what people call angel numbers and repeating numbers, and start to use your own cosmic code to really, like, for lack of better words, hack your life.
I love that. So how does numerology play a role in our life then? So you've said that obviously we can work out these numbers, but how do they play a role in our life?
Well, there are so many answers to that, especially because I live basically my entire life by the numbers. I think that just knowing your numbers is so empowering. And when you really study them and understand them, things just start to click. And you can start working more with the energy that's supportive and available to you and kind of like leave the rest, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Even just when we were speaking before, we started recording, knowing your life path 33 and what that entails, and even maybe the not having karmic debt, really can open your eyes to experiences that you're having in the here and now, where it's like, oh, nothing is wrong with me that I've had so many trials and tribulations that I've faced so much adversity because it's actually part of the path. And there's something so healing about understanding your numbers and the path that you walk and realizing like, oh no, this is like what I was meant to do. It's, you know, for me, it's led to me fully accepting and loving myself. And you can use the numbers in that way, or you can even use the numbers, you know, choosing the house that you want to live in, or when you are looking for someone to collaborate with on a business project or a collaborative project, it's like, well, what do you need? And sourcing out people with those life path numbers, or even it's so healing to know the life path numbers of the people you're in relationships with. And you can really start to be like, oh my God, like they are this way for a reason. And that's the thing that I've been, you know, hounding them for is actually their strength. And we need to play to each other's strengths here and accept that we're just made different, right? But everyone is, you know, made exactly how they're supposed to be.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, let's go into the my numbers then, because obviously we're going to give everyone an example of how we can use our numerology to empower our lives and, you know, follow our cosmic code. So like I said, I knew my numbers before, but the depth you've got into, I knew none of this. So it was really interesting. And I wish we'd recorded it at that point.
I know. Oh my God. Well, that was just a little bit. I could talk. I mean, I do talk to people for, you know, sometimes 2 hours just going through all the different numbers because there is so much to understand about them. But what's so interesting about you is that you're a life path 33. And I think I've mentioned like so many people have come to me and told me they're a life path 33. And that always sparks my interest because it is probably the rarest number that I've come across. You're what's considered a master number, and the master numbers that exist are 11, 22, and 33. And I don't know why those are the numbers. People always ask, why are those the master numbers? I don't know why those ones were chosen as the master numbers, but they are. And master numbers in general are rare, but the 33 especially is rare. And so when I was doing your numbers last night, knowing we were going to get on this call today, I was like, oh my God, she's actually a 33. Wow. Because I've only even come across two after doing thousands and thousands of charts. So you are a master number, which means you have a higher vibration. It doesn't mean you're better than anyone. It just means you have immense power and your sacred calling is powerful in the way that you're meant to influence the entire collective, right? Some numbers, the single digit numbers, you know, they're here to impact the people around them, and they for sure can impact the whole global economy or, you know, people all around the globe. But like with a master number, you have to shift consciousness. So it's such a big responsibility. And numerology believes that if you are a master number and you don't come into your gifts, then you actually incur karmic debt. And with the 33, the whole thing that you're here to master and to learn and to exemplify and give back to others is unconditional love, which is probably the hardest thing as a human to even master. And as we were talking about before, it's you need to master that for yourself and then be able to master that in relationships and then be able to give that back to the world. And I used the example of Steve Irwin. He was a life path 33. And, you know, Emma and I both watched his show as little kids. And he was just so heart-centered and just trying to show people that, you know, animals have souls and they're here with purpose and need to be treated with respect. Although it was kind of weird that he would tackle alligators. But you know, his heart was in the right place, right? And so with the 33, because your destiny is linked towards becoming this incredible caregiver towards all of humanity and basically like uplifting the world and just spreading love, you will be tested in love a lot. And this can play out a lot in romantic relationships because where else do we feel such intensity, right? So, I mean, the thing about any master number is that they get knocked down and have to get back up more than any other number. And that's because you have to be able to experience so many different experiences and be able to speak to the masses. So like I was saying before, you probably had a lot of moments in your life where you're like, this is bizarre. Like, no one else has gone through this. Why do I keep having these strange situations pop up? And again, it's pushing you to be able to relate to the masses. So again, you've just had a lot of peculiar experiences, and those definitely, again, will play out in love. And it's not that you're like doomed to struggle in this way. It's just that the universe is pushing you to unconditionally love, to understand what that means. And again, it's like, it's such a powerful soul calling to choose a life path 33 as your path here. So, I mean, you're a very, very old soul. You couldn't be a 33 unless you had ancient wisdom and had many, many human lives.
And it's really interesting what you said about the no karmic debt as well, because as I explained to you before, like I've been told that in a psychic reading, but then looking at all the challenges and things I've gone through and like past lives, I'm like, are you sure? But the way you explained it to me was the first time it's made sense. So for anybody else who's been told that, what does that actually mean?
Yeah. So, you know, most humans do have karmic debt in their chart, and there are four karmic debt numbers, 13, 14, 16, and 19. And they all just speak to abuses of power in a previous incarnation. You know, most people are on the samsara cycle of death and rebirth to the planet. Otherwise, why would we be here? So it's nothing to worry about. But I do come across people, especially master numbers, actually, who don't have karmic debt. And when I see that, that means that you have chosen to come here at this time. You know, you didn't have to be here, but you wanted to be here. And we're living in such an incredible time right now. And many people in the spiritual community believe that this is the Great Awakening. And I hope that that is true. I hope that now is the time that humanity really gets its shit together. But yeah, basically you chose to come here right now and to share your gifts with the world for this time. And anyone listening right now who does know their numbers, who doesn't have karmic debt, remind yourself that, you know. And I don't have karmic debt either. So sometimes when I'm facing challenges, I tell myself, hey, you chose to come here. You have something special to offer the world. Don't lose sight of the mission, right? Don't lose sight of the fact that this was a choice.
I love that. And I'm definitely someone who sits and I'm like, why universe?
Yes.
Why am I doing this? Why am I here? So yes, I completely resonate with that totally. And I'm like, you chose this, path.
But what's beautiful about your path is that, again, like 33s are so rare because it is a more challenging path, but you're here to master unconditional love and to teach that to others. What more does the world need right now than more love and more kindness? So, you know, but to get there, of course, because you're in a human form, you have to break down so much, right? Mm-hmm. You have to break down a lot to come into alignment with that. So I.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I hope even just understanding that that is your life path, that it makes things a little bit easier in relationships. Like, you know, just know that you have to always come with love, but make sure you give it to yourself and then you give it to others. And then, you know, the closer that you're just accepting that's your path, the more you can rise into it and then hopefully, you know, transmute some of the darkness and the pain that you feel and be able to really exemplify what love is and what it is to love unconditionally for the collective.
Mm, amen to that. So for anybody listening who is like, I want to know what my numbers are now, how can we work out our personal numerology?
Well, everything is based off of your birthday and your name, and there are specific numbers and specific equations that you add up to get these numbers. I don't want to be like, oh, check out my book and like, you know, plug that to find the numbers, but I did put all the equations in there, and it's been hard for me to find, you know, a lot of websites have misinformation, which is another reason why I wrote this book. I was tired of seeing things not done properly, right? So again, to give all the equations over a podcast, it'd be a lot. I have been sharing more on my Instagram, but I will say that if you just want to start with knowing your life path number, that's the most important number. And again, that speaks to like your strengths and your challenges and what you're really here to give back. And that's based off your birthday. And what you do is you take the month, the day, and the birth year, and you whittle down each of those to one digit. So it's kind of complicated to explain on a podcast. It's a little bit easier when you see it, but you know, let's say you're born September 11th, 2000, then you would add 9 plus 11 plus 2000, which is 2000 is a 2. With a master number 11, 22, or 33, you don't whittle that down to a single digit. So it'd be 9 plus 11 plus 2. You add that all up. You make that a single digit, whatever the answer to that is, and then that becomes your life path. And again, I have this on my Instagram. So if anyone is sitting here like, what is she talking about? It's actually really simple if you just actually see it visually.
Mm. And what interested me as well is obviously we've got like 33, the master numbers, all the other numbers, but also how there's other numerology as well. That's what really surprised me, of like destiny number. I feel like two somewhere. I can't remember what that's under. So what are kind of all the other key numbers that play a role in our numerology? What do they kind of stand for?
Yeah. So there are, it's interesting because there are so many numbers. And in my book, I really whittled it down to the numbers that I felt were the most important to know. And life path, your life destiny is based off your birth name. And that's kind of like the how you accomplish your life path. So you're a life path 33, but your destiny is actually a 5. And the 5 is such a magical number, but it's the number of change. So if you have a prominent 5 in your numerological chart, that means that you just kind of like ride this constant wave of change throughout your life. Like, you're not meant to just stay in one job. You're not meant to just stay in one town. You're meant to experience it all. And also, the 5 is known as the nomad's number and the traveler. So travel is very, very important to the 5. We didn't talk about that before, but just letting you know. And then there are karmic lessons, and those are, you know, just areas of life you need to give a little TLC to, you know, lessons you still need to learn. The personal year cycles, which is seriously life-changing and the most important part of numerology for me personally, besides knowing my life path, it's basically just speaks to the energy available each year to us and what patterns we're playing out. Then there are balance numbers, which help you understand how you handle conflict and how to best transmute conflict. And then of course there's, you know, relationship compatibility and things that you can do with the numbers. And like there's numbers with where you live, like your house number plays a role there. I mean, you can apply numbers to anything in life, but those are essentially the ones I felt were the most important. And karmic debts are important, but I did not actually include that in my book, just because there's not an exact formula to get the karmic debt. It's just when you do all the other numbers, if you come across a karmic debt number, what that means.
Mm. Okay, brilliant. Well, I'm sure everybody's going to be getting your book to work this out and to find out all their numerology as well, because it's really, really exciting and really interesting. And like when you were obviously telling me about the 5, the 33, you know, it all resonates massively. Mm. I've never had that awareness before. So definitely, yeah. Guys, check out
there's your numerology. There's so much acceptance when you... The thing I love about numerology is like for most of my life, I just felt like something was wrong with me. Mm. I was like, how come these situations continue to happen to me? I don't understand, right? And not in like a victim way, just kind of like as observing my life being like, what's going on here? And then when I started to, like when I discovered my numbers, when I understood them, I was like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. And I was able to just accept like, this is who I am and embrace these traits that I had been scared to embrace before, because you know, like our life path, we don't usually just come out the womb fully realized life path 33 or life path 1. But, you know, when you start to embrace like, oh, these are the traits that I have, like I'm meant to love unconditionally, then there's like this peace and acceptance that comes and you just like can be you. You know what I mean? Like you just feel like, oh, this is who I authentically am and was made to be. And I'm just going to go for it.
Mm-hmm. And this leads me beautifully onto my next question of how can our numerology help us to find self-acceptance and self-love?
Well, I think like really understanding, I mean, all the numbers have so much to offer us. It's hard for me to just say like just knowing your life path or just knowing your balance number. But when you know the full scope of your numbers, you know, you can really, again, just like understand that there was a purpose and a reason for everything that's happened in your life. And numbers show us that. They show us our patterns. They show us who we are. They show us why. They show us, you know, all the things that are popping up, the challenges that pop up when we understand that there's nothing wrong with Emma. There's nothing wrong with Caitlin. It's just, these are the challenges we chose in order to come into understanding our destiny and our gifts to share with the world. There's just so much love and acceptance, you know. Mm-hmm. Even with clients that I read for who have like, let's say a karmic debt 14, a karmic debt 14 means that you had an abuse of freedom in a past life. So now in this lifetime, you may attract those situations. And one of my dear friends has a karmic debt 14 and she kept dating people who had addiction issues. And she's like, this is so strange. I don't have any issues with drugs or alcohol. And yet I keep falling in love with these women who do. And I went through her numbers. And when she saw she had a karmic debt 14, she was able to sort of be like, oh, it's not me right now that is like attracting that. Although of course there is a level of accountability. I'm not saying that the numbers don't have that in your present life. Always look at that and be discerning. But she was able to see in a past life, she had been that person, because that's what the karmic debt 14 signifies. And in this life now, she was meant to heal people who had that situation. And that's why she was attracting them. Like there's nothing wrong. In fact, she told me that knowing her karmic debt 14 number actually liberated her, which is so powerful, right? Like, I hope that even hearing that you're a life path 33, destiny 5, you're like, oh, okay. Like this is all divinely planned and perfectly playing out. And there's nothing like wrong with you. It's just, this is as it is.
Yeah, fully, absolutely fully. I agree with that. And it's so interesting with the example you gave of your friend as well, in terms of what her lessons were and actually why she had that karmic number as well. Cause you don't want to feel like, oh my God, I'm cursed. I've got this. Like,
right. Or people who have a love karmic debt, they'll come to me and they're like, I have been just rocked in love. And they're like, I show up so well and I love so much. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, there's nothing wrong with you in this incarnation, but in a past incarnation, you abused your love with someone, right? Mm-hmm. And of course, karmic debts are nothing to be scared of. I just want to like reiterate that. But when you know that you have one, then you can kind of work with it. Like the whole point is for you to really understand the other side of what you abused in the past life, and then you can kind of like bring everything into balance and move through it. And I've helped a lot of clients with the love karmic debt move through that and then come into these like really healthy relationships because they were able to integrate that those past life traumas and that shadow.
Mm. So true. I love that. And it's amazing to see how numbers, like you say, can empower us, give us that confidence, that self-acceptance to then take those powerful steps forward to fulfill our life paths and fulfill what it is, those lessons, whatever it is we've come here to learn. So I'm sold with numerology. I always was, but even more so now I'm like, yes, this is so amazing. So my last question to you today then, Caitlin, is what is one piece of life advice that you would like to leave my listeners with?
Mm. Oh man, there's so much. I've had so many amazing spiritual teachers who have really just like given me so much amazing advice. But I will say that something that's really been resonating with me lately that one of my good friends, Curtis, told me was, you know, the way that you do one thing is how you do everything. And, you know, now that's always playing in my head of like, okay, you know, when you show up, like show up fully, right? Like how you're doing the small tasks is how you're doing the bigger tasks. So I think that's definitely life advice that I've really been cherishing lately. And then the other piece of advice is just to like always show up with kindness. Mm. You know, I see, especially with the lockdown and the quarantine lately, a lot of people showing up with just meanness or a hatred in their hearts, and just always like remember that people are going through things in their personal life that you don't know anything about. And it's so important to always remember to show up with an open heart and with love. Like, even for people that maybe you don't understand, like, I don't know, maybe I'm naive. I do feel that most people are trying their best from, you know, their consciousness level, where they're coming from. And so I think just be kind. And also the other piece of advice Curtis gave me.
Love it. So true. So true. And such powerful advice as well. Thank you for sharing that. You. So Caitlin, please tell us about your book. What can we expect from You Are Cosmic Code, Essential Numerology, and where can we get it?
Okay. So you're in UK, so you may be able to get it in a bookshop, as that's where the physical copy is available. You can also buy it on Amazon. You know, I used all the readings that I've ever given, a lot, and all the books I've studied and the mentors I've had in numerology. And I used all that as data and whittled it down to what I feel is the most essential aspects of numerology that you need to know. Like, basically you can read this book and not know anything, and after reading it, be able to figure out your own numbers and the numbers of the people around you. Like, you could actually become quite good at numerology just from what I've put in this. I wanted it to be something that was like really easily digestible and included the numbers that were, again, just like the most important to know. So, you know, your life path number, your life destiny, your personal year cycles, which again, I think is like the most life-changing tool out of anything I've ever studied, your karma, all of that. It's all in the book. And I even talk about relationship compatibility and how to apply numbers to your daily life, just different ways you can do that, and what repeating numbers mean and how to interpret those. So again, this book is for like the complete beginner, someone who's never even heard of it. And after reading it, you can actually like really understand it and do it for yourself and for people around you. And it's so fun and so exciting. And I really loved having all these messages of people who are like, oh my God, I did my numbers, and then my husband and my whole family, and now everything makes sense. So yeah, again, you can find it on Amazon, and yeah.
Brilliant. Wow. I can't wait to read it. And I'm sure everybody else listening has been super, super fascinated with this podcast episode. So thank you so much, Caitlin, for all the pearls of wisdom that you've given us. So very quickly then, where can my lovely followers find you if they want to learn more about your work?
Oh, you could find me on Instagram at careheart It's my last name, and it's just K-A-E-R-H-A-R-T.
Awesome. And do you have a website at all?
Yes, I do. I really need to update that though. Yeah, it's like, it's so funny. Someone was just talking to me about that. They're like, we need to like put your book on here and all that. So I just, one of my friends is helping me redesign it. So yeah, it's just carehart.com. It's primarily my music right now and not the book, but it's all shifting over to the book and all the numerology offerings that I have. And yeah, that should be launching soon.
Brilliant. Well, like I said, Caitlin, it's been such an honor having you on and having these awesome conversations. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yes. Thank you for having me on. And honestly, I just want to say that I have a copy of Emma's book right here with me, Positively Wealthy. And it's amazing. I have been reading it the past couple of days, and I'm so excited for everyone to have your book too. It's like, it's so well written and just to the point.
Oh, thank you, Caitlin.
Yes. And it's funny because I was just thinking right before I even met you, I was like, should I buy like a money book, abundance book? Should I like start learning more about the magic and spirituality behind that? And then I met you and you had just written this book. So it was perfect.
Literally, the universe knew what we both needed. I needed your book. You needed mine.
Yes, exactly.
Brilliant. Thank you so much, Caitlin.
Yes, it's been so nice being on here. Thank you for having me.
So thank you so much, guys, for listening today. I hope you've really enjoyed Caitlin and I's conversation. As always, you can find a clickable link to Caitlin's website down below in the description. And if you want to learn anything more about myself, my coaching, or anything else that I do, including my videos, you can find it all over on my website, emmamumford.co.uk. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. And don't forget, you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.